Welcome back to the Kaiser Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Coble. Now, this episode is being brought to you by Sittin' Pretty, located at 117 Armstrong Street, Kaiser, West Virginia. Head down and check out their selection of quality merchandise that is listed at a very affordable price. They will be running some fantastic deals as they're getting ready to move locations. So hurry down before those deals are all gone. Also, don't forget, you can join their Facebook page entitled Sittin' Pretty, where they go live during the week and offer even more incredible deals. So once again, shout out and a thank you to Sittin' Pretty for being this episode's sponsor. Now let's move on to our non-accurate weather forecast. Today, the high of 80, low of 54. We got a 50% chance of rain throughout the day. On Tuesday, the high is to be 80, low of 57. Very small chance of rain at 6%. Should be expecting to have a pretty nice day with the sun, maybe a little overcast, but shouldn't be any rain. On Wednesday, our high is going to be 86 with a low of 58. Once again, a very low percentage of rain, 10%. On Thursday, you're looking at a high of 93, low of 63, with only an 8% chance of rain. Remember to drink your water. It's so important as these summer days hit upon us that you stay hydrated. It's okay to drink Gatorade. It's okay to drink Powerade. But if you do, you still need to drink water. I believe the recommendation that exists by doctors is that if you drink a deal of Gatorade, you need to be drinking at least 2 to 3 cups of water, and that's because of the amount of salt that is inside that Gatorade and Powerade. Now, on Friday, the high is 94, our low is 69 degrees. We have a 25% chance of rain, so a slight uptick in that opportunity to get some rain, but that's still not too bad. On Saturday, the high is 88 with a low of 65, but people, rain's coming. It's a 64% chance, so highly likely that at some point in the day, you're going to have some rain showers. I know we're looking at the 4th of July weekend here. Let's hope that Sunday and Monday are pretty. And be honest, Saturday, 64% chance isn't terrible. But for these kind of holidays, we do a lot of stuff outside, and we want to have good weather. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed there. Now, before I get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast, we're going to go ahead and we're going to knock it out of the way. We're going to get the bad joke of the week done and over with. That way you don't have to dread hearing it. Today's joke, or this week's joke: why did the couple sell their vacuum? The answer: all it was doing was collecting dust. So, yeah, I had to play that because it's about the only way I think that anybody is going to be laughing at that horrible joke. So with that being said, let's jump into the meat and potatoes. Let's go to our local news and see what's been going on around our city and our state. So unfortunately, we're going to start off with some pretty sad news. As most of you probably know by now, a Kaiser man was found in the Potomac River this past week after being discovered by a family that was kayaking down the river. The body was recovered by the DNR police's water rescue team, where it was examined by an evidence collection technician, forensic investigator, and other investigators on the scene, most of which were from Maryland, since they kind of control the water itself. The body was identified as Kaiser resident Jonathan Tichnell, age 22. The results of the autopsy are still pending, and they're asking anyone with information to contact the Allegheny County Sheriff's Department at 301-777-1585 or the C3I unit at 301-777-0326. And, you know, just keep the family in prayer. Doesn't matter how you feel about people. It's rough when anybody is lost. I had the fortune to coach this young man in church league basketball. And, you know, it's always devastating any time that anybody is lost, but especially when you know them. And so, you know, my heart hurts for the families that are affected by this. Now, the John R. Shelton Kaiser City Pool is going to be offering swimming lessons this year. Why am I putting this in the news? Because I've seen so many people asking this question. Hey, does anybody know anywhere I can take my kid to get swimming lessons? Here's your chance. They're going to begin on July 5th, and it's going to last for roughly 2 weeks, so they're going to finish up on July 17th. The classes will be from 9 a.m. and last till about 11 a.m. each day. If you're interested in signing up your child for swimming lessons at the John R. Shelton Kaiser City Pool, then they ask that you go down to the city office to pre-register and pay for the admission of the child. Cost of the lessons is going to be $50 per kid. Okay, $50. That's not a bad price for swimming lessons, especially nowadays. Heads up to my Kaiserites. We're getting ready for the 4th of July weekend, which we all know is coming. But the Kaiser Fire Department is going to be holding their boot drive on the Memorial Bridge starting on the 2nd, and then they're going to do it on the 3rd and the 4th as well. Now, this is a very important boot drive for them where they gain a lot of support from people, of course, driving across the bridge, but it goes to the upkeep of our fire departments. So it is a valuable event that they do. It's just usually a headache for the rest of us, and it gets kind of old, but I do understand why they do it, and I still support them. They're going to set up at 8 a.m. on the bridge, so 8 a.m. on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The reason I'm doing this, drivers, I want you to be ready for a slight delay in traffic both ways across that bridge. If you're trying to go somewhere in a hurry, realize it may not happen as fast as you'd like because there's going to be activities going on the bridge. We need you to use caution as you're crossing the bridge. I know it's new. I know it's been expanded. But since they stand in the middle on the yellow line, they do their best to stay right in the middle. It's still a dangerous situation where if people aren't paying attention, somebody could get badly hurt. And I don't want to see that happen, especially on a holiday season. So just be careful, be cautious, and throw a couple of dollars in the boot when you go by at least once. You don't have to do it every time you go by, but throw some money in. This is for a good cause. It's going to help out our city, and who knows, it may be you that is the beneficiary of these boot drives because something that they're able to buy or provide a service for based off these funds could directly affect you. Also, the Kaiser Police Department has mailed out the 2023 residential parking letters and applications. So if for some reason yours does not show up in the mail fairly soon, my advice to you, if you live down in that area, is to go down to the police department and pick up an application. They do have applications there at the department. And the department lobby hours, if you don't know, are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. So those who live down in town, in the city, that need these residential parking letters or need the residential parking pass, don't forget to get this done. Once again, it should be in the mail, but for some reason, if it doesn't show up, go down to the police department and file your application. Another reminder to the city residents of Kaiser, and that's Kaiser has a firework ordinance, and it's been in place since 2018. It is not something new, but it's something we all tend to forget about. So here's the deal with Kaiser's firework ordinance. Fireworks are allowed in the city on July 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th between dusk and 10 p.m. The cutoff is 10 p.m. for people firing off their own fireworks. And then on December 31st, you can fire off fireworks from dusk till 1 a.m. on January 1st. The reason I tell you this is because if somebody makes a phone call because your kid is firing off fireworks on any other day or at a later time than 10 p.m. over the next couple of days, they can come out and violators can be fined up to $100 for each offense. People, this can get very expensive if you don't know the law. So I just want to make sure that each and every one of you are aware because this is supposed to be a fun time of the year. And I used to love it growing up. I loved fireworks. I don't want to see anyone getting in trouble for this celebration. On a side note, if you're a pet owner, then this can be a very stressful time of year for your pets. If they have high anxiety and they struggle with loud noises, don't forget to try to provide a security wrap around your pet when these fireworks are going off, these pops and the bangs, to help them control their hearts so that anxiety doesn't get their heart rate skyrocketing where they might possibly have a stroke. And don't leave them unattended if you know that they have problems, especially during the festivities. Keep them with you so that they have that sense of comfort of being with their owners. It's just something I'm asking. You don't have to. I can't make you. But my lands, it's rough. It's a rough time for animals. I have two dogs. They do fairly good. I've had dogs in the past that did not do well at all. So know your pet and know what they can handle. Potomac State College is going to once again open the quad area of the campus up to the public for viewing the fireworks on Monday of this year. The athletic fields are not open. Once again, athletic fields where they play the games are not open for going out and standing or sitting on to watch the fireworks. Stay off the athletic fields. The parking lots, great. The quad area, great. You can go and stand on them, and you can go and sit on them. Bring a blanket, bring chairs, watch. Do not bring alcohol, because if you get caught, you're going to be in trouble. There's no alcohol allowed. And pick up your trash. This is a great thing that the college does by opening up their facilities to the public so that everybody can use it and be close to the fireworks. Let's not ruin it by trashing the crap out of it. Okay, nothing gets you kicked off a property quicker than leaving a bunch of litter. So please enjoy this ability, this chance to be close to the fireworks and just show respect at the same time. Now, our city council members that were voted in from the most recent election took their oath of office this past Thursday. The council members that took that oath, once again, were Damon Tillman, Jennifer Junkins, and Teddy Nestor. Kaiser's fiscal year will officially be underway starting July 1st. So they went ahead and they did the oath of office so that they're ready to go and do some great things for our city as of July 1st. Summertime is also when many of us look to do modifications to our landscape or houses. And if you're like me, then that means you're not very good at it. And if you try something, it is usually a disaster when you're done. So because of that reason, I have to hire people to do work for me, especially if I want my wife to love me when it's all said and done and be proud of what the results were. Be aware that even though we have some really good contractors out there, there are some great men and women that are doing great work that's reasonably priced and of great quality. There's also a decent number of really bad apples that are out there, and they're more than willing to cheat you out of your money and do an absolute crap job, leaving you with a mess that you're probably going to have to pay somebody else to come fix. I want you to keep this in mind, that you can call 304-558-7890 and find out if the contractor that you're hiring to do the job at your house is a licensed contractor in our state. You can also, if you don't want to make a phone call, you can go to www.wvlabor.com. So that's www.westvirginialabor.com. And you can actually pull up a list of all licensed contractors in the state of West Virginia. That way you're not guessing. You can pick somebody off of that list and make a phone call from there. So just wanted you to be aware, because I know this is a busy time of year for things getting accomplished around the homes and outside. It's where we probably use contractors the most. Congratulations will go out to the workers of Potomac Valley Hospital for their hard work and diligence in gaining the American College of Radiology Gold Seal of Accreditation in CT scanning. This is just another notch in the belt buckle for our city hospital that continues to work so hard at providing the highest quality of care to our community and surrounding areas. I love seeing this. It makes me feel more comfortable when I'm going there to see them hitting these high levels of qualifications for a lot of things that a lot of hospitals in our state do not qualify for. So we have a really nice hospital. People, don't be scared to use it. It's a lot better, in my opinion, than the Western Maryland Health System. I can promise you that. Now, in state news, of course, we had more terrible news that occurred over the past week. A helicopter crash occurred in Logan County on Wednesday. Six people were on board, and they died after the Bell UH-1B helicopter crashed at 5 p.m. near Route 17. This was a Vietnam War era helicopter, so we're talking a very old helicopter, but it was being used for a charitable event where the individuals would get to take like a 30-minute ride if they made a $250 donation to the charity. So, you know, they're doing this for a good cause, and unfortunately, they have an extreme tragic event occur. Last I had seen was that the investigation was still ongoing as to why this helicopter happened to crash at that moment. Also, the West Virginia Democratic Party has selected new leadership this year. Mike Pushkin has now been named the chairman of the West Virginia Democratic Party. The 52-year-old has been a member of the House since 2015. At the same time, Daniela Walker has also been named the new vice chairwoman of the party. I do know that Mike Pushkin had really been talking a lot about how the Democratic Party needed change and it needed to be, it needed spruced up. Something had to happen, that it was kind of going to the wayside. And you know the saying, be careful what you wish for, because as he called for it, he was granted it, and he has been named the chairman. So it is up to him now to kind of spearhead the Democratic Party into getting votes at the upcoming elections. Now, not just state news, but also national news has occurred as the Supreme Court, as everybody knows, and if you don't know, you've been hiding underneath a rock, has overturned Roe versus Wade after roughly 50 years of being in place. What's that mean for our states and locals? Honestly, people, I'm going to just be straight up honest. I don't really know. I'm not sure. So West Virginia has only had one abortion clinic in the state down in Charleston. And Katie Quinones, who is the executive director of Women's Health Centers of West Virginia, was quoted by News Channel 3 as saying that they're no longer performing abortions as of Friday because the state has an abortion law that makes providing abortions a felony with a 3 to 10 year prison sentence. So I got curious, I look it up, and this is why I say I'm not really sure what's going on, because the West Virginia law doesn't apply to banning all abortions as of right now. Currently, it bans abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy unless, so there's still even a less here, okay? So even after 20 weeks, if a woman's life is in danger, or they face substantial and irreversible physical impairment of a major bodily function, an abortion can still occur. Now, if neither of those two things are going to happen, then no, they can't have an abortion after the 20th week under our law. They also must wait 24 hours after a legally mandated counseling before the abortion is performed. A minor in our state must have parental permission from the parents to undergo procedure, and telemedicine for medication abortions is absolutely banned. So that is banned. It doesn't matter whether you're 1 week or 30 weeks. Telemedicine for medication abortion is banned in our state. So that's why I'm confused, because they've already quit as of Friday saying that they can't perform them because they can face 3 to 10 years in prison. But the law states that if it's before 20 weeks, it's legal. And if it's after 20 weeks, if their life is in danger, or they suffer, like I said, they would be suffering physical impairment or major bodily functions, it's legal. So why would you quit on Friday if the law states that you can still give them to these people that might need them, unless you're just trying to provoke the idea? I'm not being mean. I'm not trying to advocate for either side. This is why so many people are confused, because it's, you got two sides screaming two different things. And hey, this is my opinion. I'm not in charge of anybody, so I try to stay out of it. That's just the way it is. All right, anyway, West Virginia COVID-19 vaccines for the youngest age group is starting to come in. The state is expected to have around 34,000 shots. They're going to, from my understanding, they've ordered 17,000 shots of Moderna and 17,000 of Pfizer. The Moderna shot will be for kids ages 6 months to 5 years old, and that is a 2-shot series. If you like to hear your kids scream and cry, then you can go for the Pfizer shot, which is for ages 6 months to 4 years old, and it's a 3-shot series. So if you like to sit there and listen to your kids screaming after a shot, then I'd go Pfizer, because you're going to get to go 3 times. If you're hoping to get it over with and not listen to your kids scream, then I'd go Moderna, because you're only talking 2 shots. Now, some positive news. after being shot down over Germany in April of 1945 in his P-47 Thunderbolt in World War II, First Lieutenant Richard Horgan has finally been returned to Hancock County. His remains received a hero's welcome upon arrival Friday, and a memorial service was held later on in Chester, West Virginia, to bury him in his city, in his state, in his nation. So it's good to see that West Virginia hero that went to serve his country has been brought home finally after all these years. All right, folks, so now we've come to the segment of the podcast that I like to call Business Insider. And for this month, I have the great opportunity to speak to Lynn Smith from Lynn's Art Classes in Keyser, West Virginia. And she is located at 72 West Armstrong Street. Lynn, how are you doing?
Fine.
Doing good. Have you had a long day?
Yes, long day. Art camp, it makes it a little bit long.
Now, when did art camp start?
Just over a week ago, and that's for kids ages 5 to actually 17, and they come for an hour a day, each day.
So, not only are you running a business, providing an art camp, but technically, I guess you could say you're also providing childcare. Because you're watching over all those kids while they're there.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
All right. So how did you come about deciding to run Lynn's Art Classes in Keyser?
Well, it's probably been about 6 years ago. As a teacher in West Virginia, I've been teaching for over 20 years now. And I decided to start my own business because during the classroom time with children, I did not have the time and the supplies to work and do extra projects that the kids would love to do, like clay. They love to hand build with clay. And again, it didn't allot me the time. So I decided to open up a business to allow these kids to come in our community and also give our kids and the community some extra activities to do to keep them busy even in the evening.
I love it. I absolutely love that. And that's one of the sad things, like you just said, you know, you worked in the school system. I know you've seen this. Is nationwide in America, the arts are, they've lost favor by those in charge. And you don't see the funds going into those projects. I mean, basically, in all honesty, I mean, West Virginia's funding of the school system is nowhere close to being adequate. I think that's a fair assessment, but, right. You know, nationwide, the arts just keep taking bigger and bigger hits. As money gets tighter within the budgets of these school systems, the first places they look to cut are the arts.
You're right.
I think kids really blossom and bloom. I mean, you kind of find out who you are through arts. At least I felt like I did.
Yes, you're right. The creativity and the skills of just having the hands-on learning, where others, you know, they need that to have the learning skills,
right.
The creativity to learn.
Now you have a BFA in art education?
That's correct. That's a bachelor's of fine arts, and that's in actually from pre-K all the way to adult that I can teach.
Now where did you get that from?
Frostburg State University. That's just right beside of West Virginia, the Maryland.
Mm-hmm. And that's also one of the probably more well-known teaching schools in the States for the size of it. It has
That's
a
correct.
Very good teaching program.
It sure does.
So what all do you offer down there at your facilities?
Oh, first again, the main aim is to work with our children in the community and to give them opportunity to work hands-on with pottery, crafts, wooden, any type of wooden signs. We also offer parties, birthday parties for children, and they get to come in and they get to paint either a canvas or a piece of pottery. Also offer homeschool and church groups and kids groups. So even homeschool kids can come. We have meetings with them as well, and then we do
now
projects.
Now that is fantastic.
Yeah, so it opens up to the community for everyone. I also offer adult classes, and coming up this fall, I'm going to offer stained glass and the potter's wheel. Make pottery.
Now that sounds fun. I've actually done a pottery wheel one time in my life, and I was in junior high. I was down in Texas. They took us to this place and they allowed us to design something on the potter wheel. I will tell you this much, 90% of my clay or whatever that was ended up off of that wheel. I was not very good at it. It looked like a stick when it was done. It was supposed to be a space shuttle, but it looked like a stick with little dimples in it. Now, what else do we got going on? When's your next camp that's going to be offered to the kids?
July the 18th through the 22nd.
And what's the price of that?
For a week, it's $100, and that supplies all the materials that's needed. And it also gives each child a snack each day.
So that's a good deal. That's a really good deal. So is this kind of like, and maybe it's totally not, but is it kind of like the, what do they call that frog place over in Cumberland?
Mr. Toad.
You're providing a version of Mr. Toad's to the Kaiser residents.
Right, and a lot of people don't realize that it's right here in their own
Right, so they're
community.
going, 20, 30 miles down the road and driving right past an establishment in their city that'll provide the exact same service.
Exactly.
Once again, that's one of the
Yes.
reasons we're doing what we're doing on this Business Insider is to try to make people aware what we have, because you hear it all the time. There's nothing to do around here. And that's, I can see it to an extent, but there's more than what people realize. And
You're right.
you're not just doing this just for fun. This is your business. So you're using this to help pay
Correct.
bills, to buy food, to get gas. And
Right.
we need to see more people supporting our local business owners.
Correct.
So, hours of operation, how does that work? Are you open every day, Monday through Friday, certain times, or is it by appointments only?
Currently, right now, just Monday through Friday is by appointment only. But on Saturdays, I'm open from 11 to 2.
Now, how would somebody go about making an appointment with you?
I just reach out and call our business number, or you can reach me through Facebook on my Facebook page.
And that page is Lynn's Art Classes, LYNN apostrophe S, Art Classes. And you got quite the following. You really do. To what? You got almost over 2,000 followers. Yeah, that's a
That's great.
fantastic number, especially for the small town of Kaiser. All right, so if somebody doesn't know much about you, what could you tell them about your time in Kaiser and what makes you run a business within this town? Why not set up in Cumberland? Why not set up in Westernport? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, because this is my hometown. I've been living here for 20 years now, and I am a part of this community, and I also teach in this this community. So I know a lot of the students and a lot of the parents, and that's why I love this in town of Kaiser, because it's so close that everyone knows one
Right.
another.
What has been the hardest part of running a business in Kaiser?
Our economics and also like with jobs, people don't have the income to afford classes to come, and that's what's sad. I've even tried to get grants to help those that can't afford to be able to
Right.
come. It's hard to run business when people will not support local business, where they'll go out of town. And again, it's nice to stay local.
What else would you like to talk about?
Just to let people aware of what is available for children. In the fall, I offer kids classes on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. Two different classes, two different hours, different age groups. Again, just reach out to me if you're interested. I've been having some people already contact me. But if there's something that you don't see on my page that you would like to try, we can sure do it.
Now, prices, I'm assuming, are going to vary based off of projects, right?
Correct. A lot of materials. Yes, materials is a big thing right now. Like wood, it has, that's it's going up, so we have to raise our prices a little bit.
And your painting stuff, typically about how long does a painting session last?
No more than 2 hours.
Probably what a, would you figure probably a minimum is going to be about 30 minutes if you're really
Yes,
fast.
correct. You got it. If you're really fast, that's correct.
Now,
No,
if it's somebody like
it's not.
your 2 or 3 year old and you're taking them in to paint something, maybe you will be able to see that kid go a lot quicker than 30 minutes. You might see him do it in a minute, but
That's true. That's so true. You're
now
right.
like I said, you've done a lot of stuff. So back in January, you did what, a clay hand building class?
That's
And
correct.
what did y'all do there?
I had a community that came in and they did a small vase on a the front of it looked like an owl, but they hand built it like a cylinder. So they had to take each piece and build it to actually make it look round to a cylinder.
Okay, and then we had another event that you have thrown this year, a Mommy and Me paint class.
That's correct. Yes. And that's usually on Saturdays. So mommy can come in with her children and they can work one-on-one together and have that time, that bonding time with their
Do
child.
you see many dads out of curiosity?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
That's something I've always kind of been curious about, because usually guys have a tendency to kind of shy away from the arts more so than women. Women are very open about their artistic abilities, and guys, a lot of times, don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you're right.
Guys, if you're listening, don't be afraid to go down to Lynn's Art Studio and take your kids, take your wife. What a great opportunity to have a couple time, doing something and creating this work of art side by side, or maybe, who knows, maybe you can even do it together, But so not only support your local community, but I know you're going to get a great time here, because I've known Lynn for a very long time. At least I consider it a long time. And she's just an absolutely fabulous woman, a great person, and truly cares about the people of Kaiser. I can testify to that. So I would love to see each and every one of y'all coming out and supporting her and her business down on, what was it, 72?
Yes, 72
72
Armstrong Street.
Armstrong Street, Kaiser, West Virginia. Lynn, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Now, in events, as we start to wrap things up, there's still quite a bit of events, but June 28th is movie night at the pool in Piedmont. They are going to be showing Wonder Park after the evening swim. This is a great opportunity to get your kids out, watch a movie, swim, do, and just have a good family time. On June 29th, Just JJ performs at the Honey Honey from 6 to 9 p.m. On June 30th, for all of you that have little ones that still enjoy reading and doing stuff with their mommies and daddies, Storytime in the Park will be held at Canal Place from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. This year's summer theme is Oceans of Possibilities, and every child in attendance will leave with a free book and a free craft. Also on the 30th, Donnie Carmen will be performing at Four Axes starting at 5 p.m. On July 1st, Love's Labor's Lost, which is one of Shakespeare's most intellectual comedies, will be performed at the Indy on Main Street in Kaiser. This production is by the Rustic Mechanicals of Clarksburg and will start at 8 p.m. This is a very good group, people. If you like plays, if you enjoy some of the Shakespeare's plays, movies, shows, books, then I highly encourage you to go out at 8 p.m. and watch this, because it will be a good production. Now, also on the first, Sunset Trough Canyon Trip and Dinner Train on the Potomac Eagle Scenic Railroad will depart the station in Romney at 6 p.m. and will return at 9 p.m. if you're interested in doing that. Grateful Ted and Friends will be performing at the Toasted Goat starting at 7 p.m. and the Flybirds will be at Dig Deep Brewing Company starting at 8 p.m. On July 2nd, JTF at Georges Creek Fireworks, located at the Westmar Middle School in Lonoconi, Maryland, will be starting at 5 p.m. and lasting until the fireworks start. JTF offers a whole bunch of stuff to do. So they're going to have archery tag, laser tag, light battles, soccer dart, gaga balls, and a whole lot more. The cost to play and enjoy the JTF activities is $10, and part of the proceeds from the cost of admission is going to go to next year's firework display. So if you're looking for something fun to do, if you got kids that are really active and hyper, this is a great thing to take them to and for them to have a lot of fun. Also, on July 2nd, one of my all-time favorite things, the 45th annual Derby Day race in Frostburg, Maryland. That event is going to start at 11 a.m. and is being put on by the Frostburg Elk Lodge number 470. So get up there and watch those kids go down in those boxes and hopefully not wreck too bad. Now, also on July 2nd, the Indy on Main will have one of the greatest rap shows ever. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I took that off their site. I don't know how great this thing is going to be. I don't actually know that much about it, but hey, if you like rap, I guess this is going to be a great thing. S2S is versus EZP on Fight Night. And I'm assuming this is a rap battle. So the doors are going to open at 7:30 p.m. and the show is going to start at 8:30 p.m. So if you like rap, I'm assuming this will be a great opportunity to go and watch a rap battle occur. Also, going on the 2nd, Rock Hazel will perform at Mezzo's starting at 9:30 p.m. And lastly, Hellfire Empire will be performing at 9 p.m. at Lash Balls West. Don't forget, Lash Balls West is in Frostburg. So don't show up to Lash Balls over in Cresset Town thinking you're going to see Hellfire Empire because you're at the wrong Lash Balls. This is Lash Balls West in Frostburg, Maryland. So people, once again, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I've enjoyed talking to you, discussing with you, and sharing with you things from around our state and our city. I love y'all. Remember to like my Facebook page. I ask that you like and share me with your friends and family. Let people know we're out there. My job is not to replace our local paper. That I'm never going to do. They go into far greater detail than I will ever go into on all these things. But what I want to do is provide a chance and an opportunity, if you don't receive the paper or you don't like reading, that you can get some of the local news instead of watching Hagerstown and D.C. and Pittsburgh, because let's face it, that has nothing to do with us. So I love you. I appreciate all you Kaiserites, and I hope and I pray that you have a great day, and I will talk to you next week. Take care.